Prayer to Help You Wait for God's Yes by Maggie Meadows Cooper, read by Leah Martin. This is not the one the Lord has chosen. 1 Samuel 16:8. There have been so many times in my life I've sought direction from the Lord, choosing a school, finding my husband, waiting on a job, or deciding if I should help with a ministry. And there were so many times he said, "This is not the one," and closed a door. In truth, I wanted to jump ahead, make that decision, and be done with it. I made a few choices that didn't end well. But in his grace and mercy, over time, he showed me that if I didn't wait on his yes, it wouldn't be his best. In 1 Samuel 16, Samuel has been sent to anoint the next king of Israel. He's with Jesse in front of seven of his sons. The first son steps forward, but Samuel says, "This is not the one the Lord has chosen." The next steps forward, but Samuel says, "Neither is this the one the Lord has chosen." This happens with five more sons, and Samuel says, "The Lord has not chosen any of these." Now, y'all, I think by the time we got to son four, I might have tried to talk the Lord into choosing him and be done with it. But Samuel didn't. He persisted and asked, "Are these all the sons you have?" And they weren't. There was one more: David. Now, what if Samuel had stopped? What if he hadn't been obedient and patient and faithful enough to wait? What if he hadn't persisted in seeking the Lord's best? What if? But because of his obedient heart, he did. David was brought in, and the Lord said, "This is the one. Anoint him." It took 8 tries. 8, y'all, and it was worth it. Don't give in to your fears, your disappointments, your worries over tomorrow. God is faithful. He will provide. He will guide you. Seek him. Seek him with all your heart. And rest in his arms until you hear, "This is the one." His yes is best, my sweet friends. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, thank you so much for always being faithful. Thank you for waiting on me when sometimes I think I'm waiting on you. Please forgive me for my impatience and unbelief at times as I wait for your yes. Help me to believe you will do what you say in your perfect timing. And help me have an obedient heart that seeks you and your will above all else. Help me not grow impatient waiting for your will. Remind my heart that your will is the best plan for my life. Spirit, help me be like Samuel, obedient, patient, and faithful as I wait to hear from you. In your mighty name, amen.
The content we feed our minds will eventually show up in our lives. If we feed our minds the lies and confusion of this world, our lives will begin to reflect worldliness. But if we feed our minds the truth of the gospel, our lives will start to reflect the heart and character of Jesus. I'm John Stonge, and each week I host the Dwell on These Things podcast, where we take a deep look at the Word of God and learn what it means to apply it to our lives. We don't skip difficult passages, and we don't gloss over the truth. If you're looking for a show that will put your mind in a better place and help you understand God's Word with more clarity, you can listen to the Dwell on These Things podcast at lifeaudio.com or on your favorite podcasting app.